Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Raise my card number.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. 5347 4071.
4071. Okay.
8031 8709.
Okay, expiration date, month, and year?
528. 528,
and then three-digit code on the back.
067.
067, okay. And then for your client interview, for Google Guarantee with Terry, what's a good time that we could do that? I know you're getting ready to go camping, but is there a time like later today or?
I'm going to go tonight.
On the road tonight? Okay. I mean, the next available would be on Monday. Oh, yeah, Tuesday because it's Labor Day. Well, I mean, you have plenty of time to do the application anyway, so I guess that's fine. I could schedule it for Tuesday. What's a good time? I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'm going to message you 1 hour prior to the appointment, just as a reminder.
Let me look at my calendar. I'm probably sure I have nothing goofy going on for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you your application right now. Send it over.
I'm trying to what the hell's wrong with my phone today.
Yeah, I was like, man, this guy's phone is having a lot of issues. Is it like an older phone?
No, it's the A13.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reset it once I get off the phone.
Mm.
Yeah, Tuesday at 9:04.
Tuesday. I'm sorry, I heard two different times. I heard
9 a.m.
9 a.m.? Okay. Oh, you know what? The time difference. The earliest I could do would be 10.
10 my time?
Yeah, 10 Eastern Standard. 10 to 11.
Yeah, that'll be fine. 10 will be fine.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to it. And then, like I said, I'll text you 1 hour prior. That way you have it.
So I won't have that Google verified on my profile for a couple of weeks then, huh?
The Google Guarantee, you just got to do the application. So I'm literally sending the application to you. Once you pass the background screening, they'll put the Google Guarantee up there and have it up and running. And then you don't actually get charged the $350 budget until you accept the first lead. So you might be up there for like 3-4 days or a week. Just depends on how long it takes you to actually accept one of those leads. But I've had guys that just kind of stagger it out or very frugal about the first one that they take. They try to make sure they get full return on investment from the campaign on the first one they accept.
Yeah, that's how I'm kind of.
It's smart. I mean, if you're paying $350 and then $250 for this, that's $600. If you just have yourself up there and then don't accept one until you know you're going to make at least $600 on it, then you're already profitable and you still have that 12 remaining leads.
That's one way to do it. I don't mind short-term, you know, gains. Like, I don't mind, like, if I take a reoccurring job, like a biweekly residential one, that I know I'm going to make a good long-term investment, I'm good at those, too.
Yeah. And that's usually what's going to happen. I mean, if you're targeting commercial, you're going to build up a pipeline to the point where it's like you just might be sitting in that Google Guarantee category and not need to accept leads for however long, you know? They just know that you're a trusted contractor. But if they call you off of that, I mean, you know, it's going to go through the program. So it's not like they'll be able to just contact you directly without going through the Google Guarantee program off of the first page of Google anyway.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be a little bit of trial and error because I'm going to have to figure out how to make my money back. It's $250, and
we know that, though, too. So, like, we're in it with you. Like, you're not alone, right? We know the only way we get paid, and Google knows the only way Google gets paid is if it's working for you. Like I said, I've never had anybody cancel this. And I've also never had anybody not pass their background screening because they already kind of vetted before they put you on the qualified candidates list.
Yeah, I know I'll pass that. I'm not worried about that one.
Yeah. So you'll be good. There's going to be a little trial and error in the beginning, but, you know, we'll make sure that it's working. Like I said, it depends. It's relying on it working. That's our whole role as a Google partner, is to make sure that it's working for you, so that way Google can retain you as a client long term.
And so it is. Let's see here.
You got the application?
Oh, I'm gonna look. I'm trying to do a bunch of stuff which is probably get ready to leave. Splash support, initial invoice. Which one is it?
The initial invoice is like the receipt and the outline of it. But yep, you should have another one. Oh, it's here, let me send you just like the text message version too. Because it sent the application to your email. But I'm gonna text it to you so that we have the link right here too.
So it's a long drive to the campsite. I got 2.5 hours, so I like to be from two.
You're chilling, yeah. I mean, they might ask you for photos that you don't have readily available, you know, or like some documents that you might not have in the truck with you. But I mean, at least you could work on it, and then anything you're missing, you know, enjoy your camping, and then when you get back, you could send it over. Like I said, sometimes it takes them like, you know, 2-3 weeks, but I also have guys that are like really adamant about it and get on top of it consistently. You know, they can get up there pretty quickly. You know, I mean, if you can pass your background screening, it's just they set an appointment with a Google rep to do your background screening. So that's kind of what makes it take that long. Sometimes it takes a week to get that appointment. So you push it through pretty fast, though. You know, I've seen guys get through their background screening and have it up and running in under a week.
What kind of information will I need? That way, if I can have it in the car.
Yeah, that's why I sent you that application right there. You click on the link. It says GG app. It means Google Guarantee app. It'll say local/.com/GG app. And that's the literal application there, like the mobile version. So you can fill it out from your phone. If you can get this thing to friggin' work once you restart it.
Yeah, I think that was today. I'm not sure the internet works.
Okay.
Physical address. Oh, yeah, number. Yeah, I'll have to get that.
It's easy. But like I said, it's just sometimes, maybe if you're in the truck, you might not have it all readily available to you. So, but you could always fill out as much as you can. It'll save it, you know, and then you can go back and then put the rest of it in when you have time.
Yeah, some of these I don't have the answer to off the top of my head. I'd have to look them up.
Exactly. And that's like always the case. But once you've gone through it, you know, you don't have to go back and do it again. You're Google guaranteed. So you have that advanced verification and Google's telling people they're ready to offer insurance if they go with you. So it gives them a little more incentive, especially for anything commercial or any of those commercial contracts you're considering trying to land. That's how I feel. I'm like, oh, man. Coffee's finally starting to kick in, though. It's only 9 o'clock over here.
Oh, yeah, it's 12 here.
Yeah. And I'm still on Hawaii time, so.
Yeah,
I bet. So it feels like 6 a.m. I've literally only had, like, this is my third day back, so I went from the 18th to the 29th.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been rough the last couple of days just trying to wake up and readjust, but it's a good problem to have. I'm not complaining. Got a nice tan going.
There you go.
But I'm starting to peel, man. It's like a delayed peel.
Yeah, I need a vacation. I'm getting there.
Yeah, you'll get there. Like I said, it's just, you know, obviously yours will probably come around the holidays, but that's a good time to go to Hawaii too, you know, escape the Michigan snow.
Yeah, that's not kind of, our slower season is winter. So that's kind of easy for me to get away in the wintertime. For summer, we have all the rentals.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Go hard on this for the next couple of months, and then I'm sure it'll be there for you. And yeah, you can book some flights and get out of there. Go enjoy some sunshine.
So you said 13 to 15 leads, right, is what the 350 is kind of projected to?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Perry will give you exact on that. You know, we want to obviously try to squeeze the 15 out of it, but 13 would be the bare minimum. They have a minimum starting budget of 350, and then it says on their minimum guarantee would be 13. because you're always going to get at the very least that for the 350.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the math. Basically, I got to make roughly about $27, you know, it's going to cost about $27 a lead, basically.
Yeah.
That's the way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you should always break it down that way. We call it CPA, the cost per acquisition of a job. The good thing about Google Guarantee is that the conversion rate is like 95%, and then the guys like usually dispute the other 5%. So it's like because we're pre-screening them, we're basically making sure that it's like almost a solidified 100% job by the time we bring them on the line with you. We don't want to waste your time or hours. You know, it's basically we're trying to match make between that client and then the Google Guarantee business.
Well, that'd be good because even because I remember HomeAdvisor, Angie's would say, you know, the average rate was like 30%, and I always kind of thought it was pretty good in my job. So I always closed over 50.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, even on our, like, local listing that we were originally calling you about, the live calls, if you answer them, like, right as they call in, that conversion rate's, like, 90%. The reason theirs is so low is because they text it to you and, like, five or six other guys. So if it's going to five people, you have a 1 out of 5 chance. You know, you got a 20% chance of getting it because they sell it to those guys. So it shoots you in the foot. You know, when people call you directly, it's a whole different ball game. You actually have them on the line. More than likely, you're going to convert them. It's not just somebody, you know, maybe. With the local listings, it's like that too. It might be a maybe, and they might go, oh, okay, I want to get a couple other quotes. But Google Guarantee, these guys are vetted. Like, they have a job, you know what I mean, ready for you, and then they have to meet your parameters. So I think it'll save you a lot of headache.
So I'm not against small jobs, but what do you think would be like a good minimum? Do you think 100 a good minimum for like a small job?
I like to aim for 10 to 1, but it's really at your own discretion. You're the one who gets to set those parameters during your client interview on Tuesday. So I like having a 10 to 1. Like every dollar you spent, you make $10 back. Like who can complain with that? There's not many things in the world that can give you that kind of return on investment.
Yeah, that's true. I actually kind of like the idea, 10 to 1. And, you know, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't do 10 to 1 investment right away, but just have...
Like 250 jobs, like, you know, that's awesome. Your application fee is paid for on the first one. By the third one, you've already paid application fee and your full lead budget, and then you still got 10 more to go.
When you call, how do you figure out how much it is? Like, they tell us what their budget is for that?
Well, it's either they have a budget or, like, you talk to them and you set an appointment or you're going, hey, I think this is going to be at least this much. You know what I mean? So you'll have a conversation with them, and then they're going to ask you questions, obviously. You know, we don't try to give them a solidified price on it. We go, hey, if this guy's saying, hey, he wants to target commercial work. We go, okay, it's the commercial job. Obviously, it's probably going to run a lot more than, you know, 250. So we're like, let's get them on the line. But if you come down and the contract's like $100 of cleaning every month, then it's like, okay, we can understand. That's why you're able to decline it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how to think about it. You know,
sometimes we find things out on those calls too. Like for us, it might seem perfect, but you as a business owner and your rates and what you charge or, you know, if you find out during that conversation, that's why we record them and hand it off to you as a live call. That's like, hey, if this doesn't meet those specifications, we learn from that call too. Like, hey, okay, now, you know, this one's not going to end up being accepted. Actually, what we thought was the perfect client for him maybe doesn't. So then we add to your parameters and continue to fine-tune it. So like you said, there's going to be a trial and error maybe going through a little bit in the beginning, but you don't get charged for anything unless you accept them and you're going, hey, I'm going to go out there, or you've already come to an agreement with them over the phone.
I don't have to say exact all right, because all right. Because what makes us different is I give everyone their own custom price. Depending on location, sometimes your discount. So
exactly. Yeah. And we don't want to take that flexibility away from you by quoting somebody and saying, oh, okay, it's $500. Let me get Chris on the line. Because that could also shoot you in the foot because we already told them, okay, $500. Chris is saying it's actually going to cost $650. You know what I mean? We don't want to do that. So from either end, we don't want to lowball it or oversell it. right? So we have these parameters on what you accept and the kind of work that you're looking for. We'll call you up. If it's accepted, then it's accepted. If it's not, then we decline it and move forward. We'll still try to get them help, but, you know, you're not getting charged any leads on anything that you don't accept.
All right. Well, that's gonna be fun. I haven't done this with HomeAdvisor, and it seems like a better conversion rate. So.
Yeah, I mean, this was designed to extinct them. if we can't get you a consistent flow of qualified business, then, you know, it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. If you could do anything with HomeAdvisor and them selling their leads to 5 or 6 other guys, imagine now live calls instead of a text message, and it's only going to you.
Yeah, it went to a minimum. They said a minimum of 3 people. So the maximum probably was 10. So.
Yeah, well, we can only talk to one of you at a time, so. you don't have to worry about dialing the number and them never picking up and you getting charged a lead fee for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's never fun.
It's never a good way to go when you got little ones and stuff you got to pay for, man. You know? The application. Try to fill that out as much as possible. I'm going to send over my direct number and extension. I scheduled your client interview for Tuesday. And I locked it. What was that?
Also, my son turned the TV down.
Oh, okay. It's actually scheduled for Tuesday at 10:30.
10:30? Okay.
Yeah. I submitted the request to him, and then it looks like they switched it from 10 to 10:30 Eastern Standard.
That'll be fine.
Okay. Just to give you a heads up on that. And then...
Turn that down, dude. You guys know what a salt shaker is? Sorry, I'm just trying to grab left before we leave.
No, yeah, we're basically good to go. Like I said, unless you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you know, moving forward, just feel free to call in. We have 24/7 customer service, and then I'm available to you anytime between 10 and 7, Monday through Friday.
Wow, you had a long day.
Yeah, usually it's about a 9-hour day, but I take an hour lunch. We have a gym downstairs, so I'm one of those guys where I'll, like, drown myself in coffee at 7, and then I pack a lunch, and then between 11 and 12, I go downstairs and I hop on the treadmill.
Well, it's good. I'm just 35, and I can tell, like, my kid, I'm like, I retain water weight now, so you got to keep up on it now.
Yeah, I just turned 30, so I know how that is.
That's when I start going downhill. So.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been under 200 pounds for a while, but I'm like 6'1", so it doesn't look that bad. But it's
I'm not 500.
Yeah, I always used to say that I was under 5 foot when I used to play sports. Not basketball. When I was playing basketball, I added an inch. But when I played football, I subtracted a couple inches. Just because I didn't want people to know that they could chop me at the knee.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a shorter guy. Then you see me, you're like, oh, okay, never mind. Yeah, but I haven't been under 200 in years. I've tried so hard, and I look really lean. But it's just, it's not happening. I was just actually looking at some stuff earlier this morning and yesterday. They have a thing called the Surf City Marathon that they do every year in Huntington Beach. So I was thinking about if I'm going to try to do that because the last couple of years I've really gotten into running.
Oh, that's good.
Sounds like a horrible hobby, but that's what I did in Hawaii. I went to they have the Ironman out there. And so some of the days I was slipping out of the condo before my wife woke up, and I would go for long runs down that trail out there. It's pretty
cool. Awesome. I always tell my kids, like, if you see me running, then you need to run because there's something chasing after me.
That's exactly how I was too, you know. I don't know how I just randomly fell in love with it. I realized I hated running. I still hate it the first mile. I actually don't like running until after the first mile. It sounds crazy, but something happens where your lungs kind of catch up with the pace, and it just becomes like a cruise rather than a huff and a puff. So, Yeah, I just, the last couple of years I've gotten into it, and I've been with it. I think it was just my second son being born and me just wanting to be healthier, going, okay, I got to live at least this long.
Yeah, so I started. Fault, you know, I'm kind of just overweight. That's hard for me. I like my pop, so.
Yeah, I'm like, let me just live long enough for him to get some facial hair, and then I'm good. So I guess that kind of motivated me to get the cardio going. And the doctor, too, he says, you know, you stay in shape, you'll live longer, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I'm looking forward to working with you. You know, we'll get to know each other. We're going to have a lot of conversations moving forward. I'll let you get to camping with your boys. That sounds amazing. I wish my youngest was at that point. Not yet, though. I still got to take my mother.
We took her camping. She wasn't even a month old.
Yeah,
we started her early.
Yeah, my wife keeps bugging me to go to Yosemite out here. I mean, like, the last couple years, she's been bugging me to do that. I've just been putting it on the back burner because I just feel like, and I got two boys, too, but do you have sons?
Yep, I got one boy and two girls.
The boys are just dangerous, right? It's just me, or? Yeah, like the girls are smart and the boys are like dumb and take risks.
I feel exactly.
That scares the crap out of me. I'm like, I'm looking at one, the other one's running, you know, looking over the edge of a cliff or something, doing something he's not supposed to do. Like the whole vacation, I was going nuts. The last like 2 days, I was like, guys, we're staying at the condo. We're not going anywhere because that's the only way I'm going to be able to actually breathe for a couple days, because every time we go outside, it was like somebody's going to lose a finger. Somebody's going to step over the edge. We went to Volcanoes National Park, and my youngest almost ran like clear through the guardrail.
Oh, no.
Down into a fiery death. Yeah, because they just got like this little wire, and the wire is probably at like 2 feet, and then they got another wire maybe at 3 feet. And it's like he could slide right under that. It was it was a sketchy feeling. I almost went right over with him, you know, just trying to stop him. It's crazy. I'm just gonna wait until they're older. I could just picture my youngest, the youngest one. He's way crazier than my first son. I think God did that on purpose, or else I wouldn't have had the second one. But I feel like he would put a hook in his finger or something right now if I took him fishing, trying to hook a worm or something, you know. So I'm just like, let me just...
At least that's pretty common, though, because it's always like one daredevil child and one that kind of laid back.
It's always the second one, and I didn't realize it until now. And I'm the third of my family. There's four of us. I'm the third. And I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, my older sister is a psychopath. My older brother's super mellow. And then now I look at my brother's kids and his first, my brother has two boys too, and his first super mellow, super calm. And then the second one's a nut job. He's a psycho and just way stockier and like has all the muscle. And it's like the same thing happens. The first one, tall and skinny. Second one, short and stocky and wild.
See, I got it the opposite with my first daughter. You know, ever seen the movie Gremlins? That's kind of what I compare her to. I'm like, there's no way I don't ever want any more kids. And then Miller came, I'm like, okay, this is easy. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
And then I go back and I think, oh, my first daughter.
Yeah. I thought I was lucky because I was like, boy, you know. And all guys always say, oh, I want to have a son. And then, you know, I got the first one, and I was like, okay, cool. You know, having a boy is cool. Get all this stuff the first time. And then the second one just proved me completely wrong. It's just like having a boy is dangerous. Like this kid, I can't imagine teaching him how to drive later or anything like that. It's just going to be crazy. They think he might have ADHD, and he's not. He's like not even 2 and a half yet. So I'm like, wow, you know, I'm in for it.
Oh, yeah, I got a 14-year-old that's going to be starting driving, so.
Oh, God. It's not even them, too. It's just other people. I think my youngest, I worry more about him, but the oldest, I think it's going to be other people. The cars just bother me, period. The world's just a crazy place. And we're here in California, so, like, it's disgusting, like, the some of the people out here, man. Like, I'm very conservative. I hate to get political on you, but I'm like lean towards libertarianism and being conservative, and it's just tough.
I'm
out
with
here.
You. Guys,
Yeah,
that's what I worry about.
Yeah, you have kids. It's like, Jesus, man. And the stuff that they're trying to do. My toddler would be watching YouTube, and all of a sudden you got some rainbow guy on there singing to him when you look away. I'm like, what the hell?
I kind of have to stay on YouTube in the house. I look away, and like, there's something bad on. It's not supposed to be on TV. I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah, yeah. It's like they know you walk out of the room, and then all of a sudden your kids are getting brainwashed by something, you know? So. Madness. Anyway, you know, I don't want to take away from you guys enjoying your camping or put any bad thoughts in your mind. You go out there and you enjoy yourself, and then come Tuesday, we're going to be right back to business, getting this application process and everything. If you have any questions on it while you're driving, you can feel free to shoot a text over. Like I said, I'm here until 7 your time. So if you have any questions, I could always circle back with you, or I can communicate with you via text message on that app, okay?
All right, yep, sounds good. I'm going to get all these jobs together because we've got last-minute rentals, so and then I'll work on the application.
All right, sounds good. Let me know if you need anything, but enjoy your weekend, and then I'll circle back with you on Tuesday if I don't hear from you prior.
All right, thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Bye, Chris.
Bye.